You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Chick-fil-A. I was driving past a Chick-fil-A the other day, and it was around 1:30. So it was, and this is a weekday, so it's not technically the lunch hour. They still had all of the drive-through lines filled and spilling out towards the street because it's more than one line.
People love that joint, don't they?
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
And what's also interesting about it to me is that people will wait in that long of a line. And I know it moves fairly quickly.
They've got it down to a science for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just like if I'm just that person, if I pull up and I see a line at a drive-thru, I just keep going. I'm just like, I don't need
the waffle fries.
I know the Chick-fil-A sauce is like you know, God's gift,
it
but
is.
I don't need it that bad. But I was just reading the story that they're going to be trying some new concepts. They're going to open one in Atlanta next year to test. It's a four-lane drive-through with a kitchen above it that will serve like down to the drive-through.
It's really neat looking. I posted a picture of it on our and Jeremy Facebook page, and it's really neat because, yeah, everybody drives underneath, and they're cooking and doing their thing up above, and the concept looks like it would totally work and make things a lot faster.
Yeah, so it's I find it interesting. They say that what they're trying to do is discourage people from going into
the dining rooms. And then I think they were testing out like an all digital thing because I know McDonald's is doing that too, where you just order on your app or you go in and just, you know, touch it on the screen and then just zipping it out like on a conveyor belt like crazy. But it's like, where do we stop? I mean, now it's going to be four lanes. Are they going to be opening up a 10 lane one at some point? A 15 lane? And why not, I guess?
So what goes through my head, and maybe this just becomes our full 7 o'clock segment here, and we can bump the one we were going to do to another time. But so I'm thinking about this, and what you just said about what if they get up to 6 lanes and 8 lanes. There are some McDonald's, like that, but that McDonald's down in Parker, doesn't it have like 3 or 4 lanes right now or something like that?
Maybe. I don't know that one.
I mean, that's crazy, but I mean, do we get to the point where they build because of this demand and then the demand changes and now suddenly you've got a design with, let's say, 5 drive-through lanes and you really now only need one because suddenly people's tastes have changed or something?
Sure.
I don't know.
I guess at that point, then you partner up when they do the whole, like, you know, Taco Bell A&W or Taco Bell Pizza Hut. So you got 3 lanes that are Taco Bell, 2 are Pizza Hut. You know, I think they could rework it.
Right.
Or you just throw another business up top, I guess.
You know what else is interesting about this is the push over the last however many years to try to get Americans to eat healthier. And yet,
we'll get the grilled chicken, Dom.
Right. And yet, fast food, to me, to my eyeballs, when I drive past, seems to be busier than ever. So what's the disconnect there where we are lectured every day about what we're eating, and yet, what, you know, and yet
it's convenience.
The McDonald's down in Parker has got 4 drive-thru lanes.
It's convenience, and people just don't care, I guess. You know, they
just,
they're
care.
Like, it tastes good. I'm in a hurry. I've got kids in the back screaming. I'm just going to roll through and grab something that's really bad for me. I will the Chick-fil-A, I think it's like a, it's like a Cobb salad that they have. As long as you don't put the dressing on it, it's fairly healthy.
Okay.
So get a salad.
But what percentage of people are doing that?
It's a tiny percentage.
Like what percentage? I'm curious. Like if you take your typical.
5 maybe.
5%?
Maybe.
That might be
some
generous.
Of the healthiest stuff. It might be. If you lump the getting the grilled chicken in with a salad and maybe no soda, you might be at 4 or 5%.
Let's put it this way. The amount of people who order a salad from Chick-fil-A or McDonald's. Remember, does McDonald's still do their salads? I don't know.
They had salads.
Anyway, I think the percentage changes based on whether or not somebody is in the car with that person who would be ordering it. In other words, if they're in the car with another person, they might order the salad. If they're in the car by themselves, they're getting the number one meal with the large fries and
large soda. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It depends on if they're being observed or not. That's almost like...
If I'm in there with my wife, who is always ordering the salad, and I get the evil eye, then yeah, I'm getting the salad this time.
You know what this is? And the science nerd in me, this is a quantum physics thing. Like, if particles are observed, they behave one way, and if they're not observed, they behave maybe a different way.
Oh, for me, it's just a mean wife thing.
So it's quantum physics and mean spouses is what it is.
That's right, man.
Of what we order when we go through.
Dang it.
I told you that I actually had a debate, like it was like 2 months ago, when I drove around the place twice trying to talk myself either into or out of getting into a drive-through lane. And what it is, it's brain chemistry. It is just total brain chemistry. The science behind designing junk food and fast food that appeals to certain portions of our brain and the reward centers of our brain and stuff is we're all being played. And I think we know it, but you said it yourself. We don't care.
We don't care. It's convenience. And yeah, I mean, it fires all the things in your brain that bring you pleasure. So
pleasure centers,
it's
man.
It's the salt, the sugar, the fat. There's numerous documentaries, books, all that on the pleasure zones of the brain. You know, taking a step back even, I mean, we are now really in a world of drive-thrus, I've noticed, too. And I mean, that's part of the problem. Nobody's getting out of their car anymore and walking in to get their prescriptions. Yeah. There's drive-ups for that. There's drive-ups for food. There's drive-ups at liquor stores. I know many people now who are just ordering their groceries on the app, which is super convenient. I love this. And you just pull up and they come out and bring you the groceries. So it's like we're starting to become a world where we just don't have to have any sort of physical activity. It's kind of scary. We don't move at all. We get in our car, we drive to the grocery store, somebody does the work for us, we drive to the restaurant, they do the work for us, and then we drive home and sit on the couch. It's scary stuff. And again, numerous articles on the obesity problem in America.
So we're going to turn
all preachy here.
We'll be turning into those creatures at the end of WALL-E.
Yep, that are just sitting in chairs and
yeah, just blobs in chairs with our eyes attached to a screen. While something is pumped into us,
you don't even have to leave the house. I have neighbors that order every meal DoorDash. It's like every time I look over there, the DoorDash guy's there. And it's like they're not even leaving their house to do anything. Yeah.
Here's the funny thing about this conversation is that most of the stuff that we talk about on this show, I'd say probably 80%, involves us saying, hey, here's our phone number. Call us and talk to us about it. Or, hey, here's our phone number. You know, text us about it. I have no earthly idea what this question would be for our listeners.
No, there isn't.
It's just purely us saying, what the hell has happened to us? Other than, like I said, we've been played. Our pleasure centers and reward centers of our brains have been manipulated. I should, by all accounts, leave my wife. I should. She continues to come home with stuff that I cannot resist. And I mean, oh, Dom, you're a grown-ass man. You can resist it. She went to Costco yesterday, and she came back with not only a big thing of bread, but she came back with one of those jug things, plastic jug, see-through, so you can see the ingredients, you can see the contents. Big plastic see-through jug of peanut M&Ms.
Why would she do that?
Yeah, that's what I said. I go, why would
she
go,
but the
these
difference between you guys is you're still physically fit and active, and so you can have your little treats here and there. You're still going out and getting exercise.
You know, I walked 4 miles yesterday, but here's the thing. She goes, this is not for you. And I'm like, what is that?
It's for students,
how can
right?
you walk in, set it on the island, and then say, this is not for you? That's like telling a child, right? That's like coming home and having a McDonald's Happy Meal, setting it on the island, and telling your child, this is not for you.
So did you dig into it?
Hells yes, I dug into it. And I think it's a master plan on
her
part.
Who were they for?
I think she, well, I don't know, her daughter, maybe her piano students.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
But you're not setting those on the island in front of me, the M&M freak. And saying, those are not for you. Well, you just go straight to hell. Those are totally for me.
I'm digging right in. Give me a bowl and a spoon.
I need to leave her immediately. I'll be single again before you know it.
I like Jill's message. Unpopular opinion. Chick-fil-A is overrated. Jill, don't ever text us again. Don't you text us ever again.